69th lesson, concerning Mr. Smith. What is Mr. Smith's occupation?
How much does he earn?
In England, salaries and wages are paid every Saturday. In France, office employees are paid monthly.
A bookkeeper keeps the books of the firm where he is employed.
Is the city very lively at night?
Bromley is a suburban town to the southeast of London.
How far from the city is it by train?
In many streets of London and its suburbs, all the houses are exactly alike because they belong to the same proprietor and were built together on the same plan.
How old are Mr. Smith's children?
Does Mr. Smith go out much in the evening?
What saying does he like to repeat?
Mr. Smith spends peaceful evenings between his wife and children and his wireless set.
Every day he brings home the evening paper which he has read in the train, and his wife reads it after dinner.
71st lesson. Mr. Smith catches his train.
It was 7:45 when Mr. Smith left his wife. His train was at 7:52.
From Church Street to the station, there is about 1/2 mile, so that he had no time to lose.
His yellow leather bag in his hand, he walked quietly to the end of the street.
A gentleman has to keep calm under all circumstances, and Mr. Smith did not want the neighbors to know that he was in a hurry. But as soon as he had turned the corner, he hastened his step, and when he came to Bridge Street, where nobody knew him, he began to run.
He stopped when he saw the station clock, which showed only 7:46. His watch was 5 minutes fast.
At the station bookstall, he bought the Daily Telegraph, as he did every morning.
He showed his season ticket and went on to the platform. In a third-class carriage, he saw his friends Carter and Hobbs, with whom he travelled almost every day, and he joined them.
72nd lesson. Let us talk. At what time did Mr. Smith leave his wife?
What was he carrying in his hand?
Mr. Smith was afraid to be late for his train. He was in a hurry.
Why did he not begin to run in his own street?
Was he well known in Bridge Street?
What time was it by the station clock?
Was Mr. Smith's watch fast or slow?
What paper did he buy?
He did not take a ticket because he had a season ticket which he renewed every 3 months.
It is cheaper to take a season ticket if one often travels on the same line, and it is also more practical than having to buy a ticket for each journey.
What class did Mr. Smith travel?
In England, few people travel second class. The third-class carriages are very clean and comfortable.
Travelling is more expensive in England than in France.